With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. It could be weeks before some people in the Houston area have electricity after deadly storms tore through the area. Correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Houston Mayor John Whitmire says at least four people died in the storms that swept through Harris County, which includes Houston. They blew out windows on some downtown high-rises and flipped vehicles, leaving nearly 1 million homes and businesses without electricity. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo says some people may not have power for weeks.
If you are tied into the transmission lines that fell, those huge towers, we've seen them piled down, imagine 10 of them in a couple different places in the county. That can take weeks to restore.
Hidalgo says crews are trying to determine the extent of damage. I'm Mike Hempen.
The world's number one golfer, Scottie Scheffler, was able to tee off in round two at the PGA Championship after being detained by police in Louisville.
Guys.
ESPN reporter Jeff Darlington captured video as the number one player was led away in handcuffs.
Right now, he's going to jail.
In a statement released as he was warming up at Valhalla, Scheffler said he never intended to disregard instructions by police officers as he drove past a tragic accident that had occurred earlier. His attorney described the event as a misunderstanding. Doug Ferguson has more.
I mean, in a span of 3 hours, he was in gym shorts on his way to the golf course. He was photographed in an orange jail suit. He was booked on various charges of second-degree assault of a police officer and third-degree misdemeanor criminal mischief. By 9:12 a.m., he was dressed in golf clothes trying to get ready to play his round. It's a morning unlike anything I've ever seen in 30 years.
Also at SRNnews.com, Hunter Biden asking the judge overseeing his tax case in California to delay the trial. This is SRN News. Canadian students plan to walk out of class.
The second annual National Pride Flag Walkout Day is set for June 3rd. It's an effort by students and their parents all across Canada to protest the public school's embrace of the LGBT agenda. June is Gay Pride Month, and schools north of the border go all out to promote the homosexual lifestyle, just as they do here in the U.S. Last year's event was a big success, with up to 75% of students walking out in some districts. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Leaders of Greece and Turkey meet for talks that were supposed to underline their efforts to put aside decades-old disputes, but also reveal deep divisions between them. The recent opening of a former Greek Orthodox church in Istanbul for use as a mosque led to Greece accusing Turkey of insulting the character of a World Heritage Site. The two countries are also locked in a dispute over Cyprus between its predominantly Christian Greek and Muslim Turkish populations. This is SRN News. Police have ended their investigation into the suicide of a Boeing whistleblower.
A former Boeing manager who raised safety questions about the aircraft maker and was found dead after several days of depositions in South Carolina took his own life, police said Friday. 62-year-old John Barnett was found dead March 9th. Barnett was a longtime Boeing employee and worked as a quality control manager before he retired in 2017. In the years after that, he shared his concerns with journalists. Barnett said he saw discarded metal shavings near wiring for the flight controls that could have cut the wiring and caused a catastrophe. He also noted problems with up to a quarter of the oxygen systems on Boeing's 787 planes. I'm Bill Alexander.
IDF says three bodies of hostages killed in the October 7th attack by terror group Hamas have been recovered. Israel's chief military spokesperson identified the hostages as people who were killed at the Nova Music Festival. More details at SRNnews.com.